Hi, I'm Simone Lovera. I work for Friends of the Earth International as coordinator of the biodiversity project.
Do you mind explaining how the WTO affects biodiversity?
It affects biodiversity in many, many different ways. Practically all of the agreements which are up for negotiation here in Hong Kong will have very serious consequences on biodiversity. The agriculture agreement will have a lot of serious consequences because export-oriented agriculture tends to be very large monocultures like soy, oil palm, corn, wheat, and that has tremendous devastating impacts on the biodiversity it replaces. There's a lot of impacts from the non-agricultural market access negotiations because they're discussing, for example, lowering tariffs on forest products, which will mean to increase forest exploitation, deforestation, which will lead to a lot of biodiversity loss. And there's also other areas which people are not so much aware about, like even the agreement on trade and services has very dangerous aspects because the European Union is lobbying to get environmental services and landscape management services included in that agreement. And that would mean that if countries accept that, then if they would try to give priority rights to, for example, indigenous peoples or local communities to manage a certain landscape, a certain forest or national park, that big companies or large conservation NGOs could come in from other countries and claim that that's discriminatory, that they would demand the same rights to manage that area. So it could be very detrimental for the rights of indigenous peoples. And then last but not least, a tremendous conflict is also already existing between the trade-related intellectual property rights agreement of the World Trade Organization and the Biodiversity Convention, because the Biodiversity Convention says that the genetic resources, the benefits of it, should be shared in a fair and equitable manner. Now, those genetic resources at this moment can be easily stolen, and the related traditional knowledge can be stolen by pharmaceutical companies, which can subsequently patent them in their own countries. For example, in the US, this is happening a lot, and in the European Union. This is called biopiracy, stealing genetic resources. And the hopeless thing is that TRIPS only recognizes formal patent laws. So those patent holders then get the right to just own all that knowledge and to have fees on it, while the original owners do not only get nothing, but they're also even prohibited to use their very own genetic resources and traditional knowledge, like seeds and medicinal plants, etc. So these are really devastating impacts. In general, as Friends of the Earth, we believe that the whole principle of intellectual property rights, living material on traditional knowledge is just wrong. I mean, no country in this world should be obliged by any kind of international agreement to allow patents or other forms of intellectual property rights on biodiversity.
Are all these things being negotiated right now, or any of them enacted currently?
They're all on the table for negotiations here. I mean, the whole negotiations about export subsidies for and market access for agriculture would lead, for example, to a tremendous expansion of soy, which is the main cause of deforestation in Brazil at this moment, and in other areas like Argentina. It would lead to a tremendous expansion of monocultures in other countries. The non-agriculture market access negotiations on forest products are on the table for negotiations at this moment. This agreement on trade and services is on the table, and TRIPS is also on the table. Particularly developing countries have said that there is a clear conflict with the Convention on Biodiversity and that they want this solved now. But it's very doubtful if this is going to happen considering the state of play here in Hong Kong.
Who are the major countries that are pushing this agenda, and where is the opposition coming from?
The countries which are very much favoring agro-industrial interests are particularly the countries in the north, the European Union, which is still having a system which clearly favors large farmers over small farmers. US, absolutely, but also some of the big agro-industrial countries in the south, like Brazil. Non-agricultural market access in the field of forest is very much pushed by the large logging and also the large monoculture tree plantation countries like New Zealand and Canada. Particularly New Zealand has a lot of interest because they have huge monocultural tree plantations, which are there to the detriment of natural forest ecosystems and other natural ecosystems. And they're trying to find new markets for that kind of pulp. European Union is behind this quite diabolical proposal to include landscape services in the agreement on trade of services. It's not really clear what's behind that. I think it's partly naivety. They don't really realize how much this could lead to undermining the rights of local communities and indigenous peoples regarding their own ecosystems. TRIPS is clearly a US agenda. It has always been. They've been trying to expand their system of patenting life forms all over the world, patenting human beings, patenting whatever they can find, indigenous peoples. They're really scandalous practices. It's already failing this system in the United States. It's also quite well known that this kind of intellectual property rights systems also has other very detrimental impacts on developing countries. I mean, developing countries will not be able to develop the technology they need as long as these kinds of intellectual property rights systems are in place. But there's very clear commercial interest for particularly the US, but also the European Union, to ensure that this gets pushed through their throats.
And the opposition, who is opposing these measures?
And the opposition in the field of intellectual property rights, it's particularly the African countries, which have been playing quite a heroic role and have very clearly said that, considering the fact that so much of their real technology is traditional technology, biodiversity is very important for people who have nothing else to live on, who depend on their natural livelihoods, for natural environment for their daily livelihood. So the African countries have been very strong that they do not want any patents on biodiversity. Regretfully, I mean, the African countries, their views, their needs get squeezed out time and time again in these kinds of negotiations. And that's why it's an absolute blasphemy to call this a development agenda. I mean, the Doha agenda is everything but a development agenda.